Welcome to the Brainy Boss Podcast. I am your host, Annie LaCroix, and we are here to rethink the way we do business. This show is all about tactics and techniques to help you set up systems to combat overwhelm, decrease stress, and create a business that works for you instead of the other way around. So join me twice a week to help build your business into something that creates more profits, is ready for growth, and brings you joy. Also, make sure you are an email subscriber. My email subscribers get additional tips and tricks to building their business, as well as early access to specials coming up. Head over to annielacroix.com and get signed up. That's Annie, A-N-N-I-E, LaCroix, L-A-C-R-O-I-X.com, and sign up for my newsletter. Do you trust your intuition when it comes to making business decisions? Our intuition is probably the most powerful weapon we have in effectively running our business. But honing our intuition, enhancing our intuition, and knowing when to listen to it and when not to listen to it is an art. And it is a hard art to master because there's really no measurable that you about your intuition. There's no way to say, is this my intuition or is this imposter syndrome or is this something else talking? But once you hone it, once you start to let yourself be guided by your intuition, you will be unstoppable. It took me a long, long time to learn this. It took me years. I'm 47 now, and it took me easily to my early 40s to start to realize that my intuition was much, much smarter than my analytical skills. I've always been very analytically dominated. My nickname is Analytical, depending on who you're talking to. So that tells you how based I am in that. And I love analysis. There is a time and a place for that for sure. But I relied on it so heavily that I missed my intuitive component. And when I woke up to that, when I started to allow that to come in, things flowed much more easily. They flowed better. And I had a lot of clarity of mind. So how do we do this? What are some tips for you to use your intuition more than your analytical skills? The first part is to have a clear vision of what you want, and you will know things that don't fit that vision. You'll feel like it doesn't fit. You'll have that sense of like, "Ugh, this isn't quite right." That's your intuition, that gut response that you have, that gut reaction that you have when something isn't right. That's your intuition. Listen to it, act on it. When you have clarity of vision, when you know where you want to go, your intuition will pop up and give you that little gut check red flag when you're going away from what you want. So have a clear vision for what you want your life to look like. And I don't mean just business. I mean globally, what do you want your life to look like? Why did you start this business in the first place? You wanted to create a certain type of life, right? So follow that vision and listen to when your gut says, whoop, we are off track. We're off track for our vision. The second part is to bring in some sort of mindfulness practice, meditation, some stillness in the morning. If you have listened to the podcast for a while, you've heard me talk about this. It does not have to be fancy. Don't worry about getting fancy with your meditation. You don't have to get any training or anything like this. Just having some mindfulness moments, having a time in your day when you can be still with your own thoughts and just see them without judgment, look at them and know how you feel. Know, just kind of do a little scan of how you're feeling, what emotions might be coming up. That mindfulness practice on a daily basis is probably the number one thing you can do to start enhancing your intuition, because in those moments of mindfulness, you learn to listen to what's to your inner thoughts. You learn to listen to what your soul is telling you. And that is where your intuition comes from. So have a mindfulness practice. Again, don't worry about getting fancy. Just worry about being consistent. In times of stress, the voice of intuition can often be suppressed and virtually impossible to hear. You need to be able to recognize that you're in a state of overwhelm, recognize you're in a state of stress, and decide what you're going to do to quiet your mind in a way to enhance increase the volume of your intuition. There are two parts of our brain. There is our sympathetic state, and our sympathetic state is a product of high stress. It is nicknamed our fight or flight aspect of our autonomic nervous system. And that sympathetic nervous system is engaged when you are stressed out. It is engaged when you are feeling overwhelmed. And the sympathetic nervous system doesn't do us any favors in helping us to bring clarity to a moment, to make rational decisions. It's very panicky and can bring us to much worse decisions. The flip side of sympathetic state is parasympathetic state. Parasympathetic state is nicknamed our rest and digest system. This is a part of our brain that, when we're relaxed, is engaged. And in parasympathetic state, you can be very clear about what you need. You hear that voice of intuition come up. Finding a way to engage that parasympathetic state is your real power tool that you can use when you're feeling overwhelmed. Now, when we're stressed out, we don't want to relax. It's hard for us to think about relaxing. We might want to, but it's hard for us to think about taking time out. Our body engages our parasympathetic nervous system in things like getting a massage, which is my personal favorite, going for a walk, going for a hike, listening to calming music, sitting down and doing some deep breathing exercises. Have a plan for what you are going to do in times of overwhelm to engage your parasympathetic. I mentioned massage, so I'll tell you my very favorite thing that I like to do. I get what I call a working massage, where I know I need to figure something out. I know that I need to think through, and I know that I need to get some clarity. So I will go to a massage practitioner. I have a couple that are favorites for this. I will go to them and I will say, I need to relax. I just want a full relaxation massage, and I do not want you to talk to me. I'm thinking, I'm working. I need you to not talk to me. I get on that table. The massage begins, and I start deep breathing because I start getting relaxed, and I'm not forcing the answer. But what happens is, as I'm laying there on that table, my body begins to engage in a parasympathetic state. Clarity comes to me. Answers start to percolate up. And that's my intuition having the space to have a voice. And when that happens, the answers come to me almost every single time. It is such a powerful thing for me to do that I'm a regular massage person anyway, but it's so powerful that I have often done that two or three times over the course of a couple days when I'm really struggling with bigger decisions or my overwhelm is so much that I'm not seeing clearly. And that might seem counterintuitive. It might seem like, well, I don't have the time to get a massage. Let me tell you something. You don't have the time not to get one. So try something like that. And for you, it might not be a massage. Go walk out in nature and just let yourself be out there with no input. And by the way, I'm a big fan of podcasts. Obviously, I have one. This is not the time to go listen to a podcast. This is the time to go out and not have any other input. This is the time to just walk quietly, you, your breath, the trees. That is when your intuition comes up. When you do these things for yourself and for your intuition, when you learn to trust your gut, when you give yourself the relaxation to hear what your gut is saying, you start to recognize it. You start to know that voice, and that voice becomes louder and louder and louder until that's your default. My intuitive decisions are my default now, and my best decisions I've ever made, my best decisions I have ever made without exception have been made by my intuition, by my gut feeling, not my analytical mind. When I realized that, I was kind of blown away and also a little bit like, oh my gosh, so many years of decisions not made by, you know, my intuition, but made by whatever other information I was taking in. But when I realized that my intuition was so powerful and so right all the time, now it's just my default. Now I go with it. And sometimes I have to go with it in a way where I want to question it, but I don't. I just know that this is the right avenue to go to. As a recap, start to pay attention to that little gut feeling you have, that little feeling that is a little red flag. Add a mindfulness practice to what you are doing. Add it on a daily basis, and we will start to enhance that voice of intuition. And then find a habit that engages that parasympathetic part of your brain, that part of your brain that is relaxed, in which the voice of intuition is the loudest. Do those things, follow that intuition, be clear about your vision, and that voice will guide you and be your powerful tool for business success.